It's amazing how lazy we are that we're not getting under the hood and dealing with the real structural reasons why. It's about power. It's about dominance, aggression. It's not about empathy, care, compassion. It's not about women and girls.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order which he says, quote, knocks down barriers to better support long-term wealth creation for women and families, end quote. The order, signed during Women's History Month, will expand opportunities for women to build wealth by focusing on programs such as CalKids and CalSavers, which strengthen financial literacy and security for families. The order also assists in mobilizing investors to move more capital to women entrepreneurs and women-led investment funds. In addition, it will build upon progress made by the California Women's Wealth Advisory Council, which was launched in 2025 by first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom.
Despite being the fourth largest economy in the world, even California women continue to be excluded from wealth generation. Closing the women's wealth gap is not only a matter of equity, it is an economic and social imperative impacting job creation, innovation, and long-term prosperity for our state.
During the press conference, Governor Newsom also announced the launch of a new standalone one-semester personal finance course that will be required for all California high school students.
We live in a country well-established that 10% of people own two-thirds of the wealth. We live in a country where a 30-year-old, for the first time in American history, is not doing better than his or her parents did. And it's never happened in the history of this country. And I say it often as we continue to make the case for our republic, for our democracy, that in order for this democracy to thrive, we have to democratize our economy. And there's many ways of doing that. And many of the strategies that we are highlighting today are in the rubric and framework of pre-distribution, not redistribution.
The course instruction will include banking, budgeting, credit scores, student loans, investing, and retirement savings. It will also build upon free college and career savings accounts, which Newsom first launched in 2022. The course will be offered beginning in the 2027 to 2028 school year, and completion will be required for high school graduation, starting with the class of 2030 to 2031. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.